invitation to relax, stay a little bit longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her the gift that keeps on giving for both of you. You don't have to wrap because, you know this, every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, Christmas delivery, guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and please tell them the score sent you.
I love you.
For many businesses, staying competitive requires an international strategy. But how do you know if you're making the right moves? Look to Plante Moran, because they've been advising companies on their global business strategy, tax, and operations for dozens of years. Beth Babich, associate with Plante Moran.
Anywhere in the world, we're dedicated to you. Operating your business internationally is a high-risk, high-reward proposition. We'll help you capitalize on opportunities while mitigating risk throughout the world with international services that are tailored, flexible, and scalable. Our international team will coordinate all of your global audit, tax, and consulting needs, resulting in cost-effective, stress-free solutions. You don't have to go it alone. We believe we're only stronger together and are dedicated to becoming an extension of your team.
To learn more about Plante Moran and see why their clients are truly satisfied, visit them at PlanteMoran.com or call them at 312-207-1040. That's PlanteMoran.com or call them at 312-207-1040.
Lucky Day Lotto jackpot has rolled again. It has reached $1 million. That's right, $1 million. If you're a fan of Lucky Day Lotto, you know it's awesome. And if you're new to Lucky Day Lotto and you're looking for some excitement, today is the day you should play. Drawings are held twice a day, every day, at 12:40 p.m. and 9:22 p.m. So stop by your local retailer today and play Lucky Day.
Bob Olson and the pros at Viking Ski Shop have seen a lot in their 50 years in business. Fitting skiers and snowboarders all that time, they've learned how to set you up with the right equipment, dress you in the right clothing, and service what they sell. And they're known for their boot-fitting expertise. At Viking, you just can't buy a ski boot that doesn't fit. Visit Viking now for sale prices on all 2015-16 skis, snowboards, boots, and clothing. Or pick up some Viking Ski Shop gift cards. They make great presents for friends and family. Viking Ski Shop in Logan Square on Fullerton in Chicago and in Barrington at Route 14 and 59.
TheIllinois.com.
When your business is construction and you get a big job that has to be done in record time, you need to get the ball rolling, which means all of a sudden you're looking to buy enough sheetrock and lumber, steel, and other materials quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com.
We are Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Scoreboard Update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena for great matchups with Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, and more. Tickets are on sale at NUSports.com. For the Bears and for the Packers, it is going to really, it's not going to be good on Sunday. It's going to be freezing. -1 will be the high that day they have to play that game. And receiver Cam Meredith says, well, you just have to take care of yourself a whole lot more on a day like that.
You got to go into the game knowing that it's going to be one of those games. You got to concentrate. You got to look the ball all the way in. You know, it's going to be one of those games. You got to really hydrate because you don't really hydrate as much in the cold. So we know what we got to do. It's just a matter of going out there and doing it.
Bears are going to have to, they're going to practice outdoors tomorrow because it's also going to be really, really cold tomorrow. They want to kind of get a feel for it. Eddie Goldman, Eddie Royal, and Tracy Porter all were unable to practice today, and they've also signed linebacker Josh Shirley to the practice squad. Elsewhere in football, Adrian Peterson able to practice again for the Vikings finally today after tearing his meniscus several weeks ago, so he is back on the field, ready to go, and he's hoping to play on Sunday. They have not ruled that out yet. Elsewhere, Arizona has released receiver Michael Floyd following his DUI arrest. The Cubs have announced officially their deal, 1-year contract for reliever Koji Uehara. He'll get $6 million. The White Sox announced their 1-year contract for pitcher Derek Holland. He will make $6 million and $2 million more available to him in incentives. The Orioles have agreed to a 1-year contract with former Cubs catcher Wellington Castillo. And MLB has announced that the new collective bargaining agreement has officially been ratified. The only team that voted against it was the Rays. Tampa Bay citing a competitive gap between the high and revenue, low revenue teams in baseball for the reason in doing so. Rajon Rondo able to practice for the Bulls today at the Advocate Center as he was unable to play last night in the game and in the loss against Minnesota has an ankle injury. College football, Notre Dame offensive coordinator Mike Sanford is leaving the program. He is the new head coach at Western Kentucky. This update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. The Hyundai Holiday Sales Event is going on right now. And win a gift that keeps on giving. Enter at cbschicago.com/contest now for your chance to win a Jets Pizza gift card. Brought to you this holiday season by Jets Pizza and The Score. I'm Chris Ranji. You're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
It's a thrill here. We got Antoine Fats Domino, Spike Lee's here. We got Brad Pitt. We had a chance to say hello to him.
Hub Arkish
on the sideline. Doesn't get any better than this.
670 The Score's NFL Insider.
We sat there and predicted exactly this, that this was who this team was.
Executive editor of Pro Football Weekly.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
Analyst for Shaw Media, the Chicago Sun-Times, and the Daily Herald.
NFL expert Hub Arkish.
Taking your calls on the Bears and the NFL.
Steve in Kenosha.
Hi, Hub. I always enjoy your comments. Real quick, I'm wondering if the Green Bay Packers, is it time to move Ted Thompson up or out and promote Elliot Ness to general manager?
But who? Elliot Ness?
Elliot Wolf, I'm sorry.
Okay. Elliot Ness is busy.
Movie reference?
Never stop fighting until the fight is done.
Barkish with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
Ed Hub is brought to you by MD Anderson Cancer Center, making cancer history at 505 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Hub is with us, and now he'll be with you.
The executive editor of Pro Football Weekly on Twitter at Hub_Arkish on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. Is your hub ready for winter is the question.
Oh, I'm great, guys. I'm going to my 3-year-old grandson's first preschool concert tonight, so I am...
Terrific.
Oh, my God, that's got to be great. Oh, at that age, too, where they sing a bunch of songs and you just sit there with tears streaming down your face.
Can't wait. I don't know about the tears, but I'm ready for some jingle bells and Santa's coming to town.
There you go.
I mean, good tears because you I'm tearing up just thinking about my kids being 3 again. Oh, my God. We will start with Jim in Milwaukee with Hub on the Score. Hi, Jim.
Hi, gents. Hub, I was wondering what the possibility, plausibility is if the Bears could pull off a coup similar to what Tampa Bay did, where they took the launched the coach, put the popular coordinator in place. What is the probability of something like that happening, and would Vic Fangio be successful on the Bears as the head coach?
Well, Jim, I think it's unlikely. I think it's improbable. The reason it happened in Tampa Bay is that they had just invested the number one overall pick in a quarterback in Jameis Winston. The perception was that Dirk Koetter was going to be a top prospect who might get a job elsewhere. Lovey had obviously had no success with quarterbacks, and so ownership felt it was the thing to do. I felt Lovey got a raw deal. It was just his second year. But, you know, these things happen, and apparently it is working out for Tampa right now. The difference is that here in Chicago, I don't think the Bears fear any great risk of losing Vic Fangio, and I don't really understand that, to be honest with you, because I think he should be a top candidate. I think he would be an excellent head coach. I think he's the next Bruce Arians in waiting. I don't understand why he hasn't really gotten a crack at it yet. But you've got a bunch of young, outstanding offensive coordinators who are going to head up the search list. It's going to be a slow year. I don't think there's going to be more than a few jobs open. And so I think the Bears are pretty comfortable that they don't have to lose Fangio. And I don't think the momentum or the mood right now at Hallis Hall is that they want to make a change with John Fox. I think they'll probably make a change on the offensive side with the coordinator, but not with the head coach or the defensive coordinator.
Would it necessarily be a full-on head coaching job that Fangio would have to take, or could they do one of these sort of sweetened coordinator, associate head coach kind of deals where they just add a bunch to a title to get to that loophole and call it a promotion?
You know, Dan, I'm pretty sure I'm wrong about this, but I'm not pretty sure I'm wrong. I may be wrong. I'm pretty sure that you can't do that with a coordinator. I think you can do it with a position coach.
Okay.
You can make a position coach also an assistant head coach, because that's a way to do it without giving him a coordinator job. But I think the only step up from coordinator is head coach.
Chris in St. Charles, you're on the Score with Hub.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Hub, my question is about the defensive line. I see that as maybe one of the strengths of this team right now. But even with that, they still could use some help. And with some top talent, it could become a dominant line. So my question to you is, who would be the odd man out as far as, like, some of the existing guys on the team right now?
Well, Chris, I think that it can be a strength if Akiem Hicks is going to play 60 minutes, which he's really only done the last 2 weeks. And I'm not saying he takes time off or he's a dog or anything like that. I actually really like Akiem Hicks. But for whatever reason, he hasn't put complete games together until a couple weeks ago against some shaky competition in Tennessee and Detroit. So if he can do that every week, you got a really solid five technique. I think Eddie Goldman has a chance to be an outstanding nose tackle or could play either tackle spot in a 40 front. They definitely need another five technique. Cornelius Washington actually has been better than I expected this year, but he's not a front line guy. Mitch Unrein is a wonderful, you know, fifth or sixth D lineman on your team. So they definitely need one more five technique, one more big time player. So when you say the odd man out, Ego Ferguson was a starting five technique early in the year, injured a knee, ended up on IR. Will Sutton stepped in at nose tackle after Eddie Goldman got hurt. He ended up on IR. They were both drafted by the prior regime to play in a 4-3 defense. They are both best suited for that. And so I don't know, Ferguson, if he's healthy, probably gets a crack to compete at the five technique. Will Sutton did a great job filling in for Eddie Goldman, but they're not ideal fits for what Vic Fangio wants to do. So I think those two could be the odd men out.
It took three calls to get to Frank from Oak Park, but he is here on the Score.
Yes, I am. Hub, I'm thinking about who could be the next long-term starter at quarterback for the Bears. One player I find intriguing has already removed himself from next year's draft. I'm talking about Oklahoma's Heisman nominee Baker Mayfield, a guy who seems to have Favrean tendencies, both good and bad. Hub, does the preliminary word from your scouting contacts place Mayfield as a prospect with real future NFL starting potential, or is he just another gimmick QB in a gimmicky system full of gimmicks?
We got three gimmicks in that sense.
One too many gimmicks.
I like picturing how he hangs up the phone, too. It's like Frank from Oak Park, out, mic drop.
Frank, I wouldn't call what Oklahoma does a gimmicky scheme,
no.
but he is running, you know, a lot of spread. It's not ideal for what you want in the NFL. It's obviously very different from what Sam Bradford ran there when he was the number one overall pick in the draft. Mayfield is clearly a big play guy. He kind of came out of nowhere. He was not, a top end high school recruit, as I recall. He's a good player, but I don't think he was, you know, at the top of the quarterback list. And as you point out, he's not coming out. And because of that, haven't really watched him all that closely. So I'd be lying if I said I had a detailed scouting report on him. I know that with his production, teams are going to take a close look, and we'll know more about him next year. But I don't think the scheme is what's going to kill him. I think it's going to be more about size and athleticism and arm strength.
Yeah, the size is a problem, I think.
Yeah, I think he's a little guy who, you know, you just wonder how they project at the NFL. Now, of course, that was the rap on Drew Brees, and we know how that turned out. So I wouldn't count him out, but I don't think you're talking about a, you know, number one overall or a top five type pick.
I haven't heard anybody whose opinion we've trusted keep him on even as the lists grow and you start to extend, like when we were talking about Kevin Hogan and some of those guys last year. I have not heard anybody bring his name up.
No, I think, and you know, I guess, you know, technically he can come out this year. He is
a redshirt junior. Yeah, he could.
And I'm looking at one list as we talk. I've got about six lists spread out in front of me. And this particular analyst has him at sixth, you know, in this group, which is much higher than I would expect. And I think that's, again, on production. I think that it also speaks, though, to the you know, lower quality of this year's class. So, you know, we'll get a better look at him over the next month or two. I do think the size and athleticism are going to be an issue. And actually, you know, stylistically, I think you're going to hear him compared to Johnny Manziel, which is not a compliment, unfortunately. Not off the field, none of that stuff, just the way he plays the game. And we have to remember that long before Manziel's off-the-field issues took him down, his on-the-field production didn't project him as a franchise quarterback or even a starter either. So he's a kid we got to get more information on, Frank, but he's not the ideal target that you're talking about for the Bears.
Mark in Shorewood, you're on the Score. Say hi to Hub.
Hi, Hub. Hey, I have a question about the Pittsburgh Steelers and their quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger, who I think over the years has probably taken more hits than anybody in that draft class. And I guess my question centers around transition in that position. And, you know, if you were in the Steelers front office, would you be looking at the draft? Would you be doing something in free agency? Because I feel like Roethlisberger's mobility is pretty much done, and he's only one or two nasty hits away from, you know, being finished as a starter. He's had a hard time finishing season. So,
well, Mark, yes and no. I mean, he takes a pounding. There's no question about that. But he's so big and strong and tough that it rarely impacts him. And you know, this has been one of the worst years where he actually, and he actually does finish seasons. Of course, last year he had the separated shoulder and tried to play through it, you know, and kept him competitive in a game. I think it was against Denver. This year, you know, he has the knee surgery and he's back. He misses two games, you know, and it took him a game to get back in rhythm. So he's 34 years old. You know, these guys stay in their prime to 36, 37, 38. I'm sure you'd always like to have the heir apparent. You know, the Patriots went out and got Garoppolo 2 years ago, and now it looks like he's going to outlive his rookie contract before Brady thinks about going away. So I don't think it's a priority for the Steelers. You know, Roethlisberger is still at the top of his game, and if you think about it, yes, he takes a beating, but he's taken it better, really, than almost anybody else at the position over the last decade or so.
We got more with Hub coming, so somebody drops off, you jump on. 312-644-6767. Football talk continues on the Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to linger a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, Christmas delivery guaranteed. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or click the banner to visit pajamagram.com.
And with the expense of moving and the added expense of living in a more expensive market like L.A., it's a wash at best financially. Additionally, he hasn't accomplished what he set out to do when he returned to college. He's yet to conquer the national championship left off his legacy. And while there are only 32 jobs in the National Football League, there's only one Michigan. I actually believe it's all jive turkey talk. Harbaugh will be in Ann Arbor next year. I'm Doug Allen.
Tis the season to save big at Lowe's. So hurry in for great last-minute deals on the perfect holiday gift, like a Stanley 68-piece mechanics tool set with rolling tool chest for only $79. Plus, get up to 30% off select holiday items. Lowe's. Save time, save money, save the holidays. Tool offer valid 12/14 through 12/24. Holiday offer applies to items marked with yellow price clearance labels. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, all sales final. Holiday clearance items are non-refundable. See store for details. U.S. only.
see store for restrictions and details.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Big Jim and three pancakes for 89 cents.
I don't care what you call them, pancakes, flipjacks, flapcakes. The point is, at Burger King, you can get a stack of three of them for 89 cents. What kind of deal is this?
A great one? Fill up on three golden pancakes for 89 cents. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get three pancakes for 89 cents, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
You want to make sure that you are getting just the right gift for the person who has everything, and you want to make sure it's easy to do. And sometimes when that happens, you end up getting one for yourself. So if it's a gift, great. If not, just get a bunch of Omaha Steaks for yourself, because I guarantee you, you will be happy not just with the fabulous products from Omaha Steaks, but more importantly, with this deal. You're not going to find a better deal on any kind of holiday gift than this. It's 77% off the family gift pack. And the way to get it, all this food for $49.99, the only way you get it is to go to omahasteaks.com and enter this code, DANB, in the search bar, D-A-N-B, search bar, main page, and it takes you to the family gift pack. So it's less than $50. Think about this. $50 is like what one steak costs in a steakhouse downtown. A single steak can cost that much. But for $49.99, you get two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, a 12-ounce package of all-beef meatballs, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steak seasoning packet, and four additional kielbasas thrown in for free. All of that for $49.99. So remember this. Go to omahasteaks.com. Go to the search bar right there and just type in D-A-N-B. It'll take you right to the family gift pack, add it to your cart, and then you have it. That's 77% savings and the gift guaranteed to be a hit.
Don't miss our last-minute gifts event, one day only at Sam's Club. Saturday, December 17th, get incredible deals, like diamond solitaire earrings at $200 off, a Vizio Crave 360 speaker at $50 off, or an LG 55-inch Class 4K UHD Smart TV for just $498. Doors open Saturday at 7 a.m. or shop online at samsclub.com for this special holiday savings event. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
For many businesses, staying competitive requires an international strategy. But how do you know if you're making the right moves? Look to Plante Moran, because they've been advising companies on their global business strategy, tax, and operations for dozens of years. Beth Babich, associate with Plante Moran.
Anywhere in the world, we're dedicated to you. Operating your business internationally is a high-risk, high-reward proposition. We'll help you capitalize on opportunities while mitigating risk throughout the world with international services that are tailored, flexible, and scalable. Our international team will coordinate all of your global audit, tax, and consulting needs, resulting in cost-effective, stress-free solutions. You don't have to go it alone. We believe we're only stronger together and are dedicated to becoming an extension of your team.
To learn more about Plante Moran and see why their clients are truly satisfied, visit them at PlanteMoran.com or call them at 312-207-1040. That's PlanteMoran.com or call them at 312-207-1040.
On the next HBO World Championship Boxing.
B-Hop, the crowd begins to jam.
I try to give the fans a fight.
Bernard the Executioner Hopkins returns to the ring to mark the final chapter of his legacy.
He's headed directly to the Hall of Fame.
The boxing legend looks to put an exclamation point on his Hall of Fame career as he takes on Joe Smith in his final farewell showdown.
Tonight would be nothing short of miraculous.
The final one, Hopkins versus Smith. Live Saturday, December 17th at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on HBO.
HBO's World Championship Boxing ends the year with a historic fight when it returns.
returns Saturday, December 17th with an extraordinary night of boxing. Boxing legend and future Hall of Famer Bernard the Executioner Hopkins hangs up his gloves for the last time when he steps into the ring to take on hard-hitting contender Joe Smith Jr. in a lightweight heavyweight showdown. Don't miss the final one Saturday, December 17th at 9 Central, only on HBO.
All right, listen up. This is big. The Lucky Day Lotto jackpot has rolled again. It has just crossed $1 million. That's right, $1 million. So if you are a fan of Lucky Day Lotto, you know this is awesome. And if you're new to Lucky Day Lotto and you're just looking for some excitement, today is the day you should play. Drawings are held twice a day, every day at 12:40 p.m. and 9:22 p.m. So stop by your local retailer today and play Lucky Day Lotto from the Illinois Lottery. Play responsibly. Must be 18 or older to play.
Ring in the season with Jewel Osco's holiday savings. This week, cook spiral sliced half ham, honey or brown sugar glaze, just $1.29 a pound with $25 minimum purchase. Limit one. Get a sweet deal on the 5-pound box of clementines, just $3.99. Limit two. Plus, pop in for selected 8 or 12 packs of Pepsi, Mountain Dew, 7-Up, or Dr. Pepper. Get 4 for $8.88 when you buy in multiples of 4. Limit 8. Happy holidays from all of us at Jewel Osco.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Hub Arc, isn't that getting better than this?
Yeah, it certainly doesn't. So let's finish it off strong for our guy, Hub. 312-644-6767. We could take a few more.
Next up is Brian in Naperville on the Score. Fire away, Brian.
Yo, Hub. With two strong personalities in Fangio and Fox, do you feel that egos could be at play? And if Fangio were to go, could you see Fox going to a 4-3 because he sees Leonard Floyd as his Von Miller? Concern that would really set us back, head back to a 4-3.
You know, here's the thing about this. Mike Mulligan, our very own Mike Mulligan, originally broke the story of troubles between Fangio and Fox in the Tribune. I had been hearing the same thing for several weeks before Mike wrote the piece, so I don't know that we have the same sources, but I think it was a real solid job of reporting. Nonetheless, one of the reasons that we hadn't done anything with it is I hadn't been able to confirm what the problem was, whether it was Fangio upset with Fox, Fox upset with Fangio, Mutual. And as we've continued to explore since the story came out, even though I was hearing it from other people, I'm hearing from them that there is no problem. So I don't know. You know, I mean, I think Fangio, I know he's under contract, and I'm pretty much convinced a week later that he's probably not going anywhere unless he gets a head coaching job. So, A, I don't expect it to happen. B, if it did, yeah, I think there's a good chance that Fox would want to go to a 4-3 because that's what he's coached, except for one thing. All the personnel they've brought in has been designed to play a 3-4. And, you know, it's a lot easier to change the coach than it is to change 20-some players. So I think that under the Ryan Pace regime, they're committed to being a 3-4 defense. And even if Vic Fangio did leave, which, again, I don't see happening at this point, I think that his replacement would probably be a 3-4 guy. Fox has actually coached both. He made his bones as a 4-3 guy, but he has been around both. And I just think they've made the commitment personnel-wise to being a 3-4 team at this point.
Back to Milwaukee, and it's Nathan on Sports Radio 670.
Hi, Hub. I saw a stat posted by Bleacher Report yesterday, and it stated that Bill Belichick could go 0-16 the next six seasons and still have a higher career win percentage than Jeff Fisher. Does that speak to the utility of Jeff Fisher and the amazing fact that he's able to stick around this long, or just the greatness of Bill Belichick?
Oh, it's both. Bill Belichick. I always look for the debate when we get to these guys because there's always three or four you can talk about, whether it's Jim Brown or Walter Payton or Barry Sanders, who's the greatest back of all time, or, Butkus or Lawrence Taylor, wherever you want to go, greatest player of all time. There's no debate in my mind. Bill Belichick's the greatest NFL coach of all time. I mean, Vince Lombardi is right there behind him. George Halas is there behind him. Shula's there behind him. Walsh is there behind him. Belichick's the best. When you look at the area he's doing it in, the different players he's done it with, he's absolutely in a league of his own. Now, that said, as far as Jeff Fisher, I mean, the man tied the record for most losses by an NFL coach. And the guy he tied was Dan Reeves, But Reeves had like 30 more wins and took a couple teams to a Super Bowl. Fisher did get the Titans to that one Super Bowl they lost to the Rams. But the really stunning thing about Jeff is Jeff's career. And listen, I love the guy. He's an ex-Bear. He's a good guy. He's not a bad coach. But what's stunning about the 22-year longevity is in those 22 years, he had six winning seasons. And you think about that, a couple of 500 years to go with it. Yeah. It's stunning that he was able to survive that long.
I guess if you probably looked at coaches and career losses, it says something that you got to be doing something right if you're able to last long enough to amass that many losses. It's sort of like what we say about fumbles in the NFL or strikeouts in baseball for a hitter, that most of those guys on that list are really good players. Even turnovers sometimes at the end of the year, the leaders in turnovers in the NBA are the guys who are still have the ball in their hands all the time. So it's somewhat misleading just to look at the total number of losses, but when you put it that way, with six out of 22 seasons, not good enough.
Well, it absolutely is, Dan, because he had 173 wins. He's also 11th all-time in wins. You know, so he did some good things. He did some not such good things. But to survive, you know, what in essence is 16 either losing or 500 seasons,
something. Yep.
Particularly when it was only with two teams.
Yep.
You know, if you think about it, the fact that he hung on as long as he did in Tennessee and then only four-plus seasons in the Rams, but to never get to 500 and to have the talent he had with the Rams, that's the thing. I mean, with the talent they have on defense, they should have been able to win 10 games at least one year just with that defense. And so it was time, and it'll be interesting to see now who the replacement is.
In LaGrange Park, Jack is on the score.
Hi, Hub. My question is whether the NFL will ever look at penalties, offsetting penalties, and say, wait a minute, if it weren't for the first one, there wouldn't be the second one, and then not wipe out the play. And the example I've got is from about 3 weeks ago when Carolina was playing Seattle, and near the end of the game, Cam Newton threw an interception, but it was intercepted, and there was interference on the play. If not for the interference, they wouldn't have had the interception probably. During the run back then, Cam Newton either blocked the guy in his back or tackled him bad or something and got a penalty on him. They said it was offsetting and they threw out the play.
Well, here's the problem. You have found a couple examples of where the two penalties are related. But in most cases with offsetting penalties, one can have nothing to do with the other one. But where I agree with your outcome, if not your premise, I absolutely think in the case of a 5-yard penalty versus a 10 or a 15-yard penalty, the more significant penalty should be called. That to me is where the injustice comes. And, you know, guys, maybe it's just my memory. I'm getting senile. I don't know. I thought it used to be that way. It goes back a while, but I thought when there was one personal foul versus an offsides or something like that, they would call the personal foul. I know they don't anymore, and so to me that's the problem with offsetting penalties. If it's two 15-yarders, if it's two 5-yarders, you know, fine, wipe them out. But one penalty is more significant than the other. I think you should call the more significant one.
Rob's in Naperville. He's on the score.
Hi,
hey, Rob.
Early in the preseason this year, the Bears lost a young quarterback, Connor Shaw, to an injury. Is there anything there looking forward that should be developed?
I think that they felt that Connor Shaw had all of the tools and the traits that Matt Barkley is showing. I know that they were excited to see more of him, and I think their hope is that he'll make a full recovery and that he will be in training camp next year, hopefully competing with Matt Barkley. All of these guys except Cutler are free agents. Barkley, they got to re-sign. Shaw, they got to re-sign. Brian Hoyer, they have to re-sign. Obviously, they won't re-sign all three. My guess is at this point that they don't re-sign Hoyer, but that they re-sign Shaw and Barkley and then bring in somebody that they either will back up or try and compete with for a starting job, whether that's a rookie or another veteran.
Last one for Hub today is Dylan, Gold Coast, on the score.
Hey, Hub. I have something that I think the Bears should do with the quarterback position, and I just want to get your opinion on it. First two picks this year, draft offensive line here. Get a quarterback late in the draft this year, build a strong offensive line, and get the young quarterback his first NFL games behind a really good offensive line. What do you think?
I think it's fine, Dylan. I think that's what Jim Finks would do, and Jim Finks is one of my idols in the game, always building the trenches first. The problem is that they're going to be picking, if it was tomorrow, they'd be picking fourth. There's no offensive lineman worthy of that pick.
Not this year. What an awful year for offensive linemen.
It really is. I mean, the two weakest positions are quarterback and offensive line. Unfortunately, but fortunately for the Bears, those aren't the only needs they have. So, you know, they're going to get
more good news.
Boy, talk about glass half full, Hub. Wow.
Well, they're going to get a very valuable player at four. And actually, and I'm not going to show my Michigan bias here, there are three outstanding safeties in this draft if Jabril Peppers and the kid from Florida come out. And we know how long safety has been an issue. I'd have no problem with one of these kids at four. And then, you know, you can take either a quarterback or another alignment in the second round. They'll get there, but it isn't going to be this year. This is not the year to try and build your offensive line at the top.
Boy, you know, Matt Miller, our guy, NFL draft scout, he does not like Jabril Peppers, especially that high. He said that's for a guy to just get his first interception this year, and it was on a tipped ball. See, his scouting report on Peppers is a guy who does a lot of things well, is known for doing a lot of things, but he isn't quite sure what the NFL marketable skills are.
Matt is pretty good at what he does. I can tell you on this particular player, he's going to be out there, on an island. But we'll see. You know, I don't know what position he's going to play in the NFL. He's a great football player. Whether he's going to be a great safety or not remains to be seen.
All right, Hub, enjoy the heck out of it tonight. It sounds like a terrific time for you.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you, guys. Take
care. All right, Hub, take care. We'll see you soon.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Join Coach Collins and the Cats at Welsh Ryan Arena. Great matchups, Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, and more. Tickets on sale at nusports.com. Bears practicing today ahead of their game against Green Bay. And this week, they have their top receiver in Alshon Jeffrey back from the PED suspension. Matt Barkley, the starting quarterback as of now, is happy about it.
We all know he feels bad about what happened, and he didn't need to say anything to us, and he just came back ready to go. That's really all we wanted out of him, was just not to miss a beat and to come back. It seems like he came back better than before, so hopefully that's the case.
At practice today, Eddie Goldman, Eddie Royal, and Tracy Porter had to sit out with various injuries. Bears are going to practice outdoors tomorrow to get a feel for the cold. It'll be extremely cold on Sunday as well. Adrian Peterson has returned to the practice field for the Vikings. He had been out because of a torn meniscus, and they say it's possible he plays on Sunday. Well, at least they haven't ruled it out. Cardinals have released receiver Michael Floyd after being arrested for DUI. Cubs announced the deal for reliever Koji Uehara, $6 million. I've done that 15 times today. $6 million for 1 year. I don't know why I keep doing that.
Maybe you have a brain problem.
You know, I didn't sleep a lot last night.
It could be a tumor.
That could be it, too. I've heard it's going around.
Yeah, so. It is. You know, so don't touch any surfaces.
Brain tumors, and nobody cleans around here, really. So, I mean, there's probably brain tumor everywhere.
Maybe you have that amoeba that eats your brain. Or you could have mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob syndrome.
Is it hookworm, the one that burrows into your brain?
I don't know. It's
trichinosis.
Trichinosis is different. That's a muscle. That's a worm in the muscles, I believe.
But I think hookworm.
That's from undercooked pork.
Yes, and I think hookworm ends up in your brain, and then bad things happen.
Maybe you have all of them.
I can't rule it out, man.
I'll get some sleep anyway.
Actually, real quick, I'm going to check WebMD. I bet it knows.
My doctor banned me.
From that?
Yep.
Yeah, because you are a hypochondriac.
He banned me.
Yep.
He said, I will come to your house and rip all the computers out of your house, and I will rip all the computers out of your office if you don't get off WebMD. I said, why? He said, you're not a doctor. He said, stop pretending you are and stop thinking you know how to read some of these things when you didn't go to medical school.
Yeah, I'm sure you think you know everything, don't you?
No. But he said you know just enough to terrify yourself.
Uh-huh.
I said, well, that's what I'm trying to do. No, exactly.
That sounds right.
He knows everything? No.
He probably said, I'll give you something to worry about.
Right. You want to know all the could be's? I'll give you all the could be's and send you home with that.
No, there he should go. Just. What is a could be? Is that some sort of cooties?
No, I'm just saying it could be. When you say you don't think horses, not zebras, when you hear hoofbeats, you give you all the zebras.
He should give you some kind of disease so that you have something so you know you're not crazy.
I think that's kind of against the Hippocratic Oath of doing no harm, but I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. Well, Maybe he should think about it. Hopefully he's
not
listening.
Not that he hasn't wanted to.
Now right. He's got an idea. That's not bad.
Happy Hanukkah to you.
Take I just this. Happen to have some vials of deadly something I can give to Dan. Derek Holland is signed with the White Sox. That is a one-year deal. Also six. Could be eight if he gets those extra $2 million in incentives. And Wellington Castillo, remember that guy? He was a Cubs catcher. He is now with the Orioles. For the Bulls, they practiced today, and so did Rajon Rondo. He was on the floor. He missed the game last night because of an ankle injury. And we've got DePaul basketball on the score tonight. They take on UIC, the broadcast in 23 minutes. This update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. The Hyundai Holiday Sales Event is going on now. And get your copy of The Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD featuring the most exciting moments of the season. It's only $19.99, so order now at cbschicago.com/CubsCD. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs. Bye, Terry.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Half Price Books.
No one brags about getting crew socks for the holidays. Get presents worth talking about when you shop at Half Price Books or visit hpb.com. You'll find fun, thoughtful gifts that will never be regifted. Season's readings from Half Price Books.
You know what I'm looking at here? I'm looking at tonight's sports television schedule.
Not good.
You know what it is? This is what I like to call a talk to your wife night. This is one where if when your wife said, look, or there's television shows that are in the queue somewhere that you have been promising that you would watch something. This is I'm just giving you the heads up here that it's hard to find an excuse in here. It was like Pacers against the Heat, Celtics at Spurs, you know, like a little Chicago State at Northwestern.
No.
Arkansas Pine Bluff at Oklahoma State.
No.
Okay.
I think all no across the board.
Yep, you got some NBC Sportsnet Bruins Penguins.
No.
If this is one where you're gonna have to talk to your wife or someone else's wife, if is the case may be, because this is what you call the vast sports wasteland, to paraphrase Newton Minow. Tonight's a thing.
Happens.
And it's good. It's good that it happens. Because you need it every once in a while. You know what else you could do? You could read a damn book. You could pick up a lovely book and you could
get a book.
You could sit by a crackling fire.
Pick it up.
With a snifter of fine cognac and a lovely leather-bound book.
Hey, you know what I'm reading?
What?
The Killer Angels by Michael Schara about Gettysburg.
Oh!
It's the source material for the film Gettysburg. It's okay. Awesome.
Have you read Lincoln at Gettysburg?
No.
By Wills, it's about the actual speech. You'd love it. If you like that kind of thing, that's a must.
That's the only book I've read in years at this point, this one I'm reading, because I don't have time, but I'm making time this year.
Is that a resolution of some kind?
Yes, it is.
Really? Good for you. You'll be happier. I noticed that, too, that I am happier when I am in the middle of reading something. When I have something like on the nightstand or just something on the treadmill instead of just, you know, flicking through the Twitter feed, to actually be holding a book and reading a book, it's just good for you.
I feel like more of a human on the train reading a book than just mindlessly staring at my phone.
Oh, so you're doing it so you can smugly feel better about yourself and feel better than other people.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's a national pastime.
Here I am with my book. I'd love to just have my iPad out there watching zombie movies.
Tucked inside the book is his phone with YouTube of wrestling videos.
But he's like, well, I'll just sit here with my book. I'm Brendan McCaffrey, and this is Reading Rainbow.
Unfortunately, I lost my monocle on the trip in earlier today. So
wow. Your big vest.
That's actually what Terry's going to do in retirement. He's going to host a book show.
I like the
Terry's
idea.
Favorite 50 books.
I like the idea of you.
Yeah, I could do that.
Of you on the train, sort of dressed plutocratically, and actually having the snifter of cognac in your hand. Pardon me, you have disturbed my snifter of cognac as I read my book. All right, well, it sounds like one to check out. You've got your book recommendation from Brendan McCaffrey.
There you have it.
And we, when we come back, will give away a two-pack of haircuts from Chicagoland Sport Clips. So keep it here. You got the score.
Tonight, on the first day of Cubs, Miss the Score gave to me an Arrieta no-hitter.
Which originally aired on April 21st on The Score.
Jake Arrieta pitches a no-hitter here at the Great American Ballpark.
This was Jake's second no-no in less than a calendar year. Don't miss this historic game tonight, immediately following DePaul versus UIC around 9:30 on the 12 Days of Cubsmas on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Presented by Blue Man Group. No silent...
This holiday season, be sure to give gifts that everyone loves. Give gifts from Lover's Lane, like our Christmas bundle. It's three gifts in one. A piece of lingerie, petite to plus size. A bedroom toy, both totaling $100 or more. Then receive half off a love kit. What's a love kit? Our romance specialist will show you all the steamy details.
Ooh.
This holiday season, start playing together at Lover's Lane. If you can't decide, give a gift card.
I'm on the radio, and I hope you can help my 80-year-old mother refinance her Displains condo. She owes $170,000. Her rate is over 6%. Credit is good. She receives Social Security, and the monthly payments are killing her. My mom would like to refinance, but she's not working, and her condo isn't FHA approved, so she can't do a reverse mortgage. I hope you can help my mom lower her payments. Well, David is working with Kim now. And working with her mother to refinance her into a lower rate and substantially reduce her payment. So if you would like to see if David can reduce the rate of your loan or that of one of your family members, call David right now, 312-751-1333, or visit perldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call, 312-751-1333, or visit perldavid.com. To learn more about David's Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage License E4358, NMLS 19186.
Tis the season to save big at Lowe's. So hurry in for great last-minute deals on the perfect holiday gift, like a Stanley 68-piece mechanics tool set with rolling tool chest for only $79. Plus, get up to 30% off select holiday items. Lowe's. Save time, save money, save the holidays. Tool offer valid 12/14 through 12/24. Holiday offer applies to items marked with yellow price clearance labels. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, all sales final. Holiday clearance items are non-refundable. See store for details. U.S. only.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can. And you don't even have to go out of your way to do it. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like Casimir, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress her every curve. More than a gift, they're feeling an invitation to relax a little bit longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her the gift that keeps on giving for both of you. You don't have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, Christmas delivery, guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIFT-PJs and please, please, please tell them the Score sent you, Elijah.
For many businesses, staying competitive requires an international strategy. But how do you know if you're making the right moves? Look to Plante Moran, because they've been advising companies on their global business strategy, tax, and operations for dozens of years. Beth Babich, associate with Plante Moran.
Anywhere in the world, we're dedicated to you. Operating your business internationally is a high-risk, high-reward proposition. We'll help you capitalize on opportunities while mitigating risk throughout the world with international services that are tailored, flexible, and scalable. Our international team will coordinate all of your global audit, tax, and consulting needs, resulting in cost-effective, stress-free solutions. You don't have to go it alone. We believe we're only stronger together and are dedicated to becoming an extension of your team.
To learn more about Plante Moran and see why their clients are truly satisfied, visit them at PlanteMoran.com or call them at 312-207-1040. That's PlanteMoran.com or call them at 312-207-1040.
All right, listen up. The Lucky Day Lotto jackpot has rolled again. It has just surpassed $1 million. That's right, $1 million. If you're a fan of Lucky Day Lotto, you know this is awesome news. And if you are new to Lucky Day Lotto and you're looking for some excitement, today is the day you should play. Drawings are held twice a day, every day at 12:40 p.m. and 9:22 p.m. So stop by your local retailer today and play Lucky Day Lotto from the Illinois Lottery. Play responsibly. Must be 18 or older.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows.
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
You passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion, CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
Play.
Which station?
Hey, Derek.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, it's Bob of the White Sox.
How you doing, man?
Real good, man. How you doing?
Doing good. Just driving back. Gotta go take a lizard to the vet, actually.
Take a what?
A lizard.
Oh, wow. That's what I thought you said. I want to make sure I heard. What's the issue with the lizard?
First, I got like a zoo of animals. So I'm big into that. But there's something wrong with him. I guess he stopped breathing last night. So we're just running him to the vet and make sure he's okay.
Awesome.
Holy good God, man. That's the newest member of the White Sox, Derek Holland, and his lizard.
Wait, if the lizard stopped breathing
stopped breathing. Must have started again.
I was going to say, if it still hasn't breathed...
Then cancel the...
turn around and go back home.
Cancel the post-game show. I don't think he's...
And you can cancel the post-game show. What we have here is a late lizard.
4 hours later, the lizard pops up.
This lizard is no more. It has ceased to be.
The lizard stopped breathing. Oh, yeah, the lizard stopped breathing. That sounds like a sexual innuendo.
This is an ex-lizard.
Wow.
Well, you know how it is. I'm just taking a lizard to the vet.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Yeah, sure. Like, where are you going? Excuse me. I know we're in the middle of dinner, but I got to go take the lizard to the vet.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
What? He said he's got a zoo?
He said he's got a zoo, yeah. Not a kazoo. He's got a zoo.
By the way, I also have a kazoo, says Derek Holland.
Wow. Well, if we get a chance to visit with Derek Holland, I'm going to ask him about his lizard. I'm that comfortable doing that. I want to make sure the lizard's okay.
The lizard's... How do you know it stopped breathing? Do you have like a? Do you get an alert?
There's a stethoscope.
Do you get an alert on your phone?
There's a stethoscope.
Is there an app like your phone buzzes about lizard not breathing? Check lizard.
Oh my God!
How would you know? Are you constantly cuddling it and feeling its ribs expand and contract as it breathes?
I don't know. Maybe.
Dad, the lizard stopped breathing. What?
Oh my God! Wow. Okay,
that's
great. There you have it.
And there are a lot of Boers and Bernstein listeners who say the idea, Terry, of your book show wouldn't be books to read. It would be you each night for a half-hour show going through different books to be placed on your head.
Yeah, I knew it was coming. I see Ed Curran in his weather van. He's wandering around with books on his head. Does that help me today at all? The book on your head today, or is it too damn cold for that?
No? I don't know.
I mean, it's good for tornadoes, inclement weather, but is it good for cold? Would that book save me? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Same with the lizard. Oh, I could just sit with Derek Holland's lizard and check its breath. Lizard, you okay? Lizard!
Terry, how's the lizard? Still okay.
Labored breathing. What is he on a scale? No, wait a minute. You can't. No. Oh, my God. That's a great piece of tape. That's absolutely wonderful.
The fact that he offered it, too. He's like, well, you know, I'm just heading back. You know, got to get this lizard to the vet because he stopped breathing last night.
Derek, I'm not a doctor. But I think, unless he's breathing now, that's not, probably not.
Oh, the 217 says he has a slew of animals, not a zoo of animals.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
And the 312 says a distraught Hawk Harrelson is headed down to check on the lizard.
And?
I just saw him.
That's it. It's over. It's all over.
All right, we got to get out of here. I'm taking my lizard with me. Real quick thank yous.
We want to thank Big Cat Williams, Zach Zaidman, Pete Futak, and Hub Arkish.
We thank our crack production staff, the best of the damn business. Filling in ably as always, my guy, Brendan McCaffrey, Baldy McGrindy,
Steve,
one of my favorite
Long
people.
For joining us. You know, all of the great teammates that I had when I played here, and you know, that from when I first started in 82, 83.
83.
Oh, Lord. He's Baldy. He's my guy. Best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
The group we inherited, one built for the 4-3, either obviously by the 2 years they had prior to us getting here. So they weren't built for anything. So
you're right about that, Vic Spunk Joe.
Thank you, Vic.
You're right about that. His lizard also stopped breathing. We thank you for listening, calling, emailing,
texting.
And we will do it all over again tomorrow. It will be great. Don't worry about it. Everybody have a terrific night. DePaul Buckets is coming your way. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
And caller 6 to the contest line right now wins a 2-pack of haircuts from Chicagoland Sport Clips. You watch sports, they cut hair. It's perfect. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy.
Have a good time.
It's time. God bless all of you, and God bless football.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This week in music history. This week in 1969, the Jackson 5 made their first network television appearance in the U.S. when they appeared on The Ed Sullivan Show. This week in 1970, the Doors played what would be their last ever live show with frontman Jim Morrison. This week in 1982, Karen Carpenter made her last live appearance with the Carpenters. MTV aired Nirvana's Unplugged session for the first time this week in 1993.
Help you with the specifics. Maybe you know somebody is into sci-fi or into animation of some kind or comic books. Well, now that's enough. You don't have to work any harder than that because Loot Crate has you covered. And right now, Loot Crate is offering you special savings on 3, 6, and 12-month subscriptions. And all you have to do is go to lootcrate.com/Dan, and then you choose the theme of the crate and the length of the deliveries, and you add the recipient, and then you're done. So maybe your intended recipient you know loves Marvel Comics or Fallout or Harry Potter or Batman, whatever it is, you just pick one of those. And then that recipient each month gets a box filled with cool stuff, the best in gaming or pop culture, shirts and gear and other collectibles in that box shipped monthly. And then it's all taken care of for you. And then you end up looking cool yourself, showing off incredible gift-giving superpowers. So, again, go to lootcrate.com/Dan. Take advantage of special savings on 3, 6, and 12-month subscriptions right now. That's LOOTCRATE.com/Dan for this special radio promotion. Lootcrate.com/Dan.
Ring in the season with Jewel Osco's holiday savings. This week, cook spiral sliced half ham, honey or brown sugar glaze, just $1.29 a pound with $25 minimum purchase. Limit one. Get a sweet deal on the 5-pound box of clementines, just $3.99. Limit two. Plus, pop in for selected 8 or 12 packs of Pepsi, Mountain Dew, 7-Up, or Dr. Pepper. Get 4 for $8.88 when you buy in multiples of 4. Limit 8. Happy holidays from all of us at Jewel Osco.
Shopping at Jewel Osco is now better than ever. By shopping at Jewel Osco, you can earn gas reward points to redeem at participating Shell stations. Earn up to 20 cents off per gallon. Stop in and start earning today by using your registered MyMix phone number at the checkout. Look for additional savings on MyMix. Sign up at JewelOsco.com. Maximum gas reward redeemable at participating Shell stations is 20 cents per gallon in a single fill-up, up to 20 gallons. Other restrictions and exclusions apply. See complete details at JewelOsco.com.
Tis the season to save big at Lowe's. So hurry in for great last-minute deals on the perfect holiday gift. like a Stanley 68-piece mechanics tool set with rolling tool chest for only $79. Plus, get up to 30% off select holiday items. Lowe's, save time, save money, save the holidays. Tool offer valid 12/14 through 12/24. Holiday offer applies to items marked with yellow price clearance labels. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, all sales final. Holiday clearance items are non-refundable. See store for details, U.S. only.
Don't miss our last-minute gifts event, one day only at Sam's Club. Saturday, December 17th, get incredible deals, like diamond solitaire earrings at $200 off, a Vizio Crave 360 speaker at $50 off, or an LG 55-inch Class 4K UHD Smart TV for just $498. Doors open Saturday at 7 a.m. or shop online at samsclub.com for this special holiday savings event. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
Hi everybody, it's Pat Hughes. We have the perfect holiday gift for the Cubs fan in your life. It's the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD, featuring the most exciting moments of the Cubs championship season.
Jake Arrieta pitches a no-hitter.
70 minutes of Cubs radio highlights as heard on 670 The Score.